Now we come to an incident in the 14th chapter, and I'll get a little ways in this. And this is when Jesus went out to dinner. And friends, we've already had one instance of that where he went out to dinner. Remember that old Pharisee there when he saw that woman washing his feet? She was a prostitute. He was a Pharisee and she was a prostitute. He was the acme of morality and she had been in the depths of immorality. He was the product of religion and she was the product of the underworld. And he sits and there she stands. He was offended by her and she's embarrassed. He'd have been shocked if she had spoken to him publicly. I've often wondered whether he'd ever done business with her. Maybe that embarrassed him a little. Brazen. And she has a contempt for him. He's critical and she's crying. He feels superior and she feels inferior. He's from the upper strata and she's from the lower strata. He represents the best and she represents the worst. He was famous and she was notorious. He came from the best sections, suburbia. She came from the slums. He was a man of the boulevards and she was a woman of the street. He was a theologian and she was a tart. On the moral level, he's better than she is, and nobody's going to argue that reads the story. But the Lord Jesus said, in the light of heaven, this woman who had many sins and she'd been forgiven much, when she came to the Lord Jesus, why, she'd been forgiven much. And the one forgiven much is the one that'll love him much. You know, the measure of your salvation is the measure of your sin. What you think of Christ is what you think of yourself as a sinner. If you are a little sinner, you need a little Savior. But if you see yourself as a hell-doomed sinner, then you're going to need a heaven-bound Savior. May I say, it makes all the difference in the world. That's what happened when Jesus went out to dinner. Now he's going out to dinner again here in the 14th chapter. And are we going to have fun? I don't know why many of you Christians today don't have fun with the Bible. It's just a great fun book, by the way. It has so much wonderful thing in it. Now let's look at this. It came to pass as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day that they watched him. Now I must confess that if I'd gone there on the Sabbath day and he'd invited me in the synagogue to come and have dinner, I'll be very frank with you, I wouldn't have gone to dinner, not with them watching me like that. And you see, that's exactly what they're doing. They are there to really spy upon him. They are there to look at him. They are there to see what he's going to do. Now, will you notice that this verse gives us the atmosphere, the tone, and the color. It's the prelude before the dinner that produced the tenseness. Now will you notice, and behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. Now that's a trap that was deliberately set to catch him. I believe that man was planted there. Our Lord did not fall into it or any trap set for him, and this is just one of those delightful occasions when he went out to dinner. Now notice what he does. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. You see, they're afraid to say anything. And he took him and healed him and let him go, and answered them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And there wasn't a one of those rascals there that if his car had a flat on the Sabbath day, Saturday, he'd have fixed it. Our Lord said, of course you will. And he says, that's the reason I'm fixing up this fella here, too, because he needs it. And you can do it on the Sabbath day. They could not answer him again to these things. You see, this is a rather tense situation for the dinner now.